STEM Rep. Boyle, Walt's pick had nothing to do with ideology. By Ian Hanchett on August 8, 2024. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN International's Anandpour, Representative Brendan Boyle, DPA, responded to 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's D. line that socialism to one person is neighborliness to another, and if 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris should move towards the center on policy by stating that he doesn't think picking Walz as a running mate was actually anything about ideology, left, right or center. It really boiled down to who was the person who she was most comfortable with as a partner, both on the campaign, as well as, crucially, when it comes to governing. Host Bianca Galadriga asked, just to go back to the concerns about Tim Walz's record and how he is being portrayed now and described by Republicans, specifically by the Trump-Vance ticket, there's one line in particular that people are really focusing on. And that is when he said, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. And I'm wondering if you agree with Jonathan Chait's analysis, a journalist, of how now she should navigate this ticket. And he said, the best hope is picking Walz lets her placate the left with that choice while actually moving to the center on policy and anything else important. Boyle answered, you know, sincerely, I don't think this pick was actually anything about ideology, left, right or center. It really boiled down to who was the person who she was most comfortable with as a partner, both on the campaign, as well as, crucially, when it comes to governing. At the end of the day, for better or worse, this is not going to be. Ultimately, for 99.9% of voters, this is not going to be about Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., or about Tim Walz. It'll be about Kamala Harris and her agenda and what she is offering for the American people for the next 4 years versus the very backward, ugly, divisive vision that Donald Trump is offering, to the extent that he actually has a vision at all. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.